La Radio Viswa, Movie Teresa Indelak Davis. Today I have an opportunity to speak with Peter Pawubitsky, representing the Slavic Bar Association. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Peter, please tell our listeners, what is the mission of the Slavic Bar Association?
Well, we have three primary goals. The first one is to support members of our organization that have Slavic ties, educate others about Slavic ethnicity, culture, history and peoples, and also to aid the Slavic community and those within it who wish to enter the legal profession.
So are you in the legal profession yourself? Could you give us a little bit background how you got involved with the Slavic Bar Association?
So yes, I'm an attorney. I work as a prosecutor. And in May of last year, I received an email from a law student at the University of Washington named Sean Kaminsky, and he had the idea of starting a Slavic Bar Association. He was sending out this email to people who he thought had Slavic ties and seeing how they would respond. After that, we all met at the University of Washington Law School, and we had a social event, and we talked about the Slavic Bar Association, and we subsequently held additional meetings, and we elected our officers, and here we are.
So the organization has not been in existence that long, correct?
That's correct. We met in the summer, and then it took a while to get all the paperwork together because we are an official nonprofit organization. We had to get our articles of incorporation set up and our bylaws. We're a brand new organization, but I'm really excited about our future possibilities.
That's great. So what role personally do you play with an organization? Are you elected on a board?
Yeah, so I'm a member of the board, and I'm also the vice president of the organization. So we held elections, and I was lucky enough to win the office of vice president.
How can someone join the organization? Can you tell us a little bit about your members and requirement for membership?
It's a professional association of legal professionals and law students. So you're either attorneys or a law student. And it's the membership besides that is very broad. You just have to have an interest in Slavic languages, cultures, history. Like you don't have to be born in Eastern Europe like me. Since it is a bar association, you do need to be an attorney or a law student.
What are the specific goals that you're currently focusing outside of course, getting set up and attracting members?
Yes, you're right to mention the getting set up part. It took us a while to get all the paperwork together, but we are actually focusing on membership right now. We're organizing a social event to try to network attorneys and law students. Besides that, we're working on a website, and that will greatly expand the reach of our organization. We are actually posted on the Washington State Bar Association and recognized as a minority bar association. I think future goals, like one of the reasons I wanted to join the Slavic Bar Association was when I was in law school, I didn't have any attorney mentor that shared my background, and I thought that'd be very, very, very helpful, and that doesn't cost any money. It's just time that attorneys are willing to put into it. And what I like about the Slavic Bar Association is that there's a strong interest in helping law students and people who are thinking about entering law school and providing mentorship opportunities for them, because none of us had a Slavic Bar Association, and that's why we're so passionate about it.
I also would like to see how someone who's listening to this can contact your association or attend some of those social events.
So our president's name is Irina Anderson, and her email address is slavicbar@gmail.com. That's so slavicbar@gmail.com. Also, feel free to contact me at my personal email account, which is k.peter.palubicki@gmail.com. Those are probably the best ways to contact the association. As far as if someone would like to join, a $30 a year membership for attorneys and then a $10 a year membership for law students. So it's not too bad at all.
And are you also working on some partnerships with other organizations or bar associations in the region?
We've been talking about it, but nothing concrete as of yet. Like we are recognized by the Washington State Bar Association as a minority bar, and I'm sure in the future there'll be more collaboration, definitely.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share or give examples of some of the work recently completed or sort of aspirational thoughts to leave our listeners with?
My goal for the Slavic Bar Association would be for every attorney, every law student who has ties to or interest in Slavic ethnicity, languages, and the culture to join. Ideally, down the road, I hope we could support members financially who would want to enter the legal profession because law school is so incredibly difficult, and that we would have a full-fledged mentorship program.
That's a great aspirational goal. In the meantime, when is the next meeting or an opportunity for someone to join your board meeting?
The next social event is actually coming up within the next 2 weeks or so. I don't have a date exactly off the top of my head, but if you're interested, please feel free to shoot me an email and I will gladly divulge the information.
It's really nice to recognize that such an organization, Slavic Bar Association, exists in the state of Washington in Seattle. And I thank you for your leadership starting that new organization and hope to partner with you and spread the word.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.